Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local. As we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government, there are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
I heard the stories of you guys.
Hey, welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on the final Saturday of April. The final day's weather kind of encompasses the whole month, doesn't it? It's sunny, it's rainy, it's better, it's cold, it's windy, and it's not for a while. All in one day, packaged in one day, the entire month of April's weather. It's been fun. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I'm good with it because it's what we have, and it's given us opportunities to hopefully appreciate when things do come around and be more of the nice spring-like. We have a wonderful show for you. Again, thanks to Evolution Financial, our sponsor for this program, Let's Get Local, Supec Evolution Financial. She is amazing. She's going to be back on our show next week, but you can check out more about Sue at Evolution FinPlan, or you can reach out directly here at Devil Radio and let Sue know you heard her here or heard about her here, and she really appreciates that. Also, if you're interested, there's room for more to support the show. So other local nonprofits, this show is all about supporting local organizations, businesses, and nonprofits. And if that's you and you want to get the word out about what you do, we're happy to do that here. And we'd love to have you as a partner for this program to bring it to our community. Okay. This month has been really interesting. April has a lot of highlights. It's a month that is designated for many different things. So we've talked with Sustain Dane about it being Earth Month. We also talked last week with the Canopy Center about it being Child Abuse and Prevention Month as well. And as we close out this month, we kind of bring our attention back kind of to the earth side. And we're going to talk with Elise from Legacy Solar to learn all about what Legacy Solar Co-op in Wisconsin is, and then also what it does and what it's been doing to help advance solar projects here in our state. So Elise, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Sorry for that lengthy intro, but I had to get through a number of business items there. It was some housekeeping, and now we're on to it. Elise, tell us a little bit about Legacy Solar Co-op in Wisconsin and what it is. Give us the overview.
Sure. So we are a Wisconsin-based cooperative. Anybody can join in any state, but really we started to allow nonprofits in the state and schools have a little bit more advocacy and education and financial accessibility to solar projects in the state. So we have 250 members and counting, and our members have equity in our organization. And so we are kind of empowering people to come together in support of solar and renewable energy initiatives. So energy efficiency, everything like that. We offer membership. We will consult with individuals around Wisconsin about putting solar on their own home or business. We work a lot with nonprofits and small businesses. We offer solar bonds to our members, and we retire renewable energy certificates.
Wow, that's a lot to cover. That's great, but you know, it's really amazing because I think having an organization that is kind of a resource for all of those things is really important, because a lot of us, as we've advanced and solar's advanced, you know, and people are, you know, we're seeing it more and more on homes, we're seeing more and more commercial-based projects, there's still a lot of questions for some of us who want to know, okay, how can I do this? What can I do? And there's so many questions. So to have a good resource for, you know, all of those type of things is really helpful. Tell us a little bit more about how it works to get involved. Because you said you've got people who are connected to the group. What do those people who are all a part of this Legacy Solar Co-op, what do they help make happen?
Yeah, so I would say kind of the first step with a lot of people and just a lot of new issues surrounding sustainability is joining via membership. You'll get a monthly newsletter and you'll get all of our correspondence as far as what events are going on, what workshops we might be holding. So a lot of people are just kind of dipping their toes into this world. It can be a little bit overwhelming, a lot of information. So by joining with membership first, people can take it slow. They can, you know, learn as quickly or at whatever pace is comfortable for them. And they can kind of step-by-step learn about all of the things that we offer and what might be the best fit for them. So when we talk about the role people might have in the cooperative, oftentimes we're addressing individuals that we call internal champions. So as part of their business or nonprofit, they know that maybe their building could be more energy efficient or that their roof seems, you know, perfect south facing, whatever it is, but then they don't know the next step after that. You know, like, what do we really do next? How do we put this all together? And that's where we really come in to help people, you know, organize and feel comfortable with the information, not feel overwhelmed, go at the pace that's comfortable for them. So as far as a starting point and not getting overwhelmed, I'd say visit our website and join as a member is a really easy, not very intimidating step to start with. So
that website is legacysolarcoop.org. We're talking with Elise from Legacy Solar Co-op, Wisconsin, right here. You know, there's a number of different things as we look at what's happening with solar projects. Obviously, it's much more prevalent, much more affordable. There are other incentives. You have groups like Legacy Solar Co-op who is elevating solar to just show people what's possible and kind of the scope of projects and how we can make them happen. And then give people that, like you said, that are really interested in supporting this and helping make that energy transfer a vehicle to say, I want to be a part of that. I want to help make more of those things happen in my state. So I love, you know, all those things together, including the information, is just so it's a big mission and approach. But I'm really thankful that you're here in our state and helping us with that. Elise, tell people about some of those projects you talked about, you know, helping make, you know, projects possible for libraries and schools and bigger commercial buildings and the impact of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we were wrapping up on one of our cooperative projects was the Willie Street Co-op. And so with several of our projects, we're partnering with a number of people from that organization in the community, and we kind of partner them with a tax sponsor. Again, this internal champion that's willing to kind of financially get a project off the ground. And they enter into an agreement with that organization, and they're kind of seeing that project through a certain number of financial years. So the Willie Street Solar Project now owns their entire array, everything to do with that project. So it was kind of a celebration of full circle, how this works and how it was a good investment for them, how it saved them a lot of energy and money so far. And also they're keeping track of the kind of environmental score it had, how much carbon emissions were saved by doing that project. So there's so many projects we've done all across the state. Obviously many of us live here in Dane County, so people think that we're just local to this area, but we've done projects very far north and south and east and west, so we're all across the state helping with projects. And some of them get in the news and are really highlighted by their community, like the Sheboygan Senior Center, and others are a little bit quiet, but we hope to continue to celebrate them and their successes as the years go by. We know that representation in this industry is really important. So you can't necessarily say to someone, this is what you really should be doing and get on board and go for it. Instead, the more people see solar in their neighborhood and on their community buildings and ask questions about it and learn how it was a really good investment for that organization and for the city at large, can result in, you know, fewer taxes having to go into that organization or city building. The more people are impressed by the fact of like, oh, we need to do this too, you know? So it's a really good, all of our projects, I think, are very visible and important as far as people in those communities. It has definitely a domino effect. So
I think it's pretty amazing too, to see that process of just, okay, so you're a business, you're a company, you're an organization. Maybe you don't have the capital to make this happen on your own, So you turn to someone who can help you with that. But then there's an agreement made where it, in a lot of those cases, right, where then this is going to be your system. Mm-hmm. We're just helping you get it up and running. And then it's, you know, all turned over to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I firmly believe that it's a myth that solar is too expensive, but a little bit of the overwhelming part in the beginning of seeing that bill is that you're kind of paying for 20 to 40 years of electricity upfront, right? So not as many people may be prepared to do that unless there's some type of loan or financial structure in place there that they're paying it off over time. So we've helped make that possible for a number of different organizations and small businesses. And for many of the nonprofits and churches especially, it's usually someone within their community, within their congregation, within. So it's somebody that is really driven towards the success of that organization or that church. And so who could ask for a better partnership for that? You know, like two people that really, or a whole group that really is motivated to have the best outcome for all groups, for all parties.
I think those projects are so important too, because yes, you have to have an internal champion, like you said, to kind of get a lot of those things off the ground. But I think the impact, especially, you know, the bigger the building, the higher the energy usage, the bigger the impact you're going to have here. The other nice thing about some of those organizations, with whether it's a school or if it's a library or a church or something like that, is that there tends to be a little bit more space to work with if you need to be creative with the solar layout, right? So, you know, if the rooftop isn't an option or whatever on their property, it seems like those projects give you a little bit more flexibility about where to place things.
Yeah, absolutely. So another reason that we came into play and an important part of what we do is that for a while, the tax incentives are really attractive for homeowners and for businesses. But if you're not a tax-paying entity, then you can't take advantage of those same incentives. But like you just mentioned, nonprofits that have a large building and large infrastructure, they actually serve, as we move forward and we transition our energy and our electrical grid to renewable sources, they serve as these, you know, literal sanctuaries to kind of get us off the ground as far as transferring over to these renewable sources. So you have a big building that you can, you know, fully cover with solar. The community should be empowered to helping make that happen, because that's going to lower their bills essentially in the future. So it's a really great feeling and a really great organization and ideology to get behind.
Someone has to lead the way, and I'm glad that Legacy Solar Co-op here in Wisconsin is helping do that in our state. We're talking with Elise from Legacy Solar Co-op. The website is legacysolarcoop.org. We're coming up on our first break. We'll be back in just a bit, talk more with Elise, and we'll talk more about solar projects for homeowners and some other things when we get back.
Keep reaching to